The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970.
The answer. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California. To the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest,
singing along
to the Gulfstream Water.
I love this song. Come on.
This land was made for you and me.
Everybody.
As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway.
What a voice.
I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
Everybody, here we go.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
That bass walk in the background, I love that.
To the New York.
So Mike Conner's beautiful bride, Beth Conner, what a great person. The true Louisiana, a true Southern girl from Louisiana.
My new best friend.
She's the best. She is the best. And she's so nice. She got us all these patriotic albums we didn't even know. Me and Al are going, these are pretty good, actually. We're enjoying them, Fred Waring, Who's Fred Waring? Fred Waring. And I remember back then, I remember where I did some research, Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, they got together with Fred Waring. Fred Waring must have been very big back in, 1960 or something. And they started singing patriotic songs. Remember that? Singing patriotic songs? Now it's Let's Go Brandon. That's the patriotic song out there now. Which I'm sorry, I absolutely love. I love it. I love it. People are smart. They think we're stupid. I'm not stupid like everybody says. We're smart. Oh, man, Let's Go Brandon. And then there's a pilot, the Southwest pilot says, Let's Go Brandon before takeoff. Is that what happened? And then he got ridiculed and he got penalized for that.
Yeah,
is
apparently
that right?
Southwest is investigating that right now.
Oh, jeez, Let's Go, Brandon.
They should investigate getting the flights on time as opposed to whatever somebody's saying
exactly.
Over the microphone. And by the way, speaking of airlines, right? Can we stop assaulting the airline workers for just doing their job? Did you see this story last week? This flight attendant apparently bumped into a passenger. Yeah. The passenger was so annoyed by accident. It wasn't like she was doing it on purpose. Yeah. Guy walks into the back in the galley and punches her in the face.
Whoa.
Now, if I'm on that plane and that guy did that, I would knock him out.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people? And I think the thing that people don't seem to understand, if you disobey what these people are telling you to do, whether it's wear the mask, which is a federal mandate, or you assault one of these people, you're put in jail federally. Yeah. This is not local. You're going to jail.
How dumb are you? Yeah,
no,
there's no reason for violence in any manner. But you know what I don't understand, Al, is when I go out there, and again, I should wear the mask. I don't wear the mask. You wear the mask. You don't wear the mask. Whatever. If someone says to me, you're coming into my place of business, wear the mask, I put the mask on. I walked into the Amtrak thing. Now, it wasn't even the train. It was like the Amtrak terminal there at Metro Park.
A federal building, but that's under federal law, right?
Whatever. I don't care. So of course, I look at a lady. She looks at me like I've got, some kind of disease that she's going to catch from me immediately because, oh, my gosh, I didn't have my mask on. They brainwashed everybody to this degree. And so I looked. I told you this last week, and I told her, and I looked, and then I could have said, what are you looking at? a typical Jersey fashion, right? So I said,
got a problem? What's the problem? What's the problem? You know how you say, and it's a Jersey thing where they say it, where it doesn't sound nasty, but it really is.
Let me tell you that. So, but me, I said, should I wear a mask? She goes, yes, we have to wear masks. To her, no, she went like this. Yes, we have to wear masks. So I put the mask up.
Okay.
I got to tell you, I didn't tell you this story because I didn't want to sound racist. The Sikhs that, what's that religion now that, of course, the attorney general was the
the Sikh religion. Yes.
I got to tell you something. They are such a great part of this great state of great state of New Jersey. They're just a great part. And they come in and I got to meet them and I got to know. So I want. This is interesting, and I got. And please, I speak so organically on the show, so forgive me. So did I tell you this? I don't think I told you this when we were driving, and then I had a driver, and I went to the Bronx last week, and then I had a driver who was a Sikh, you know, I said, well, you know, we were going into traffic, and it was the George Washington Bridge, and I'm going, oh my God. So I said, is there a restroom? Let's do a preventative stop, you know, before we go. He goes, we couldn't find the restroom. So he pulls up to a gas station, and there's a there's a Sikh pumping gas, and then my so he looks at my Sikh driver, looks at the Sikh pumper, and he says something in the language, you know, real quick about
Hindu.
Whatever it is, and all of a sudden he goes like this, bathroom in the back, like that. Now the reason I'm telling you this, if this was two Italians and I had an Italian driver, listen to me, and you know where I'm going, right? And if there's an Italian, and I go, hey, Dominic, you know what, is there a restroom nearby? So if there was an Italian guy pumping gas, hey, we go, is there a restroom? The Italian guy would yell back, why? What's your problem? What do you need now?
Right.
What do I look like? An attendant or something? You're looking at me like an attendant. We're just asking where the bathroom is. You're telling me you're going to come in. You don't even get gas. You want to use the restroom. There would have been a confrontation
right
there.
You're,
I love that. And then after, you know, we used the restroom, but my Sikh friend and I used the restroom. Nice guy. Great driver.
Not together.
No, not together. Yeah. Thank you. But he walked out and he did like the prayer sign. You know, his hands were in prayer and he touched his chest and he said something in his language like, thank you. And I thought that was so nice. If that was Italians, they would be fighting the whole time. I'm being kidding. It's facetious, but you know what I'm saying?
Spachin,
you come into my gas station. You don't even buy gas. Now you want me, expect me to walk over and give you the key to go. So it was a great exchange. It was a great exchange. Yeah. So we appreciate that.
But again, I don't understand what it is about people that have to get nasty with these flight attendants or, you know, it's my right and this and that. It's a federal mandate that says you have to wear a mask on these planes. I get it if you don't like it, but you have to do it in order to fly. These people don't seem to understand that.
Yeah.
And the flight
attendant
is just doing their job.
Exactly.
Like, they're not at fault.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with if something is mandated, you just, like the mask, I don't have a problem.
Right.
The problem is you start mandating these vaccines on these workers, and now these are the workers that keep us safe, and I think they're taking the wrong line.
Well, Mayor Dumbell is certainly taking the wrong tact. I mean, look, testing was working fine. I don't understand why he is forcing this, especially the fact that he's out of office in 2 months.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this now?
Are you trying to do
this so that when if Adams gets elected, that it's not on him, like you could blame de Blasio, almost like he's falling on the sword?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And the other part of it is the restaurants. Why are you making the small business owner the vaccination police? I don't understand that. I just don't. There's no sense behind any of the things that he's doing.
So we're saying Curtis Sliwa is an answer to that. We're just saying. And I know Election Day. And by the way, Eric Adams is invited on the airwaves. But when you go to New Jersey, rumor has it, and I think it's probably you know, something that would come to fruition in the state of New Jersey. Once Governor Murphy, if Governor Murphy is reelected, you're going to see a mandate, and the same things that are happening in Washington on a federal level that are happening in New York are going to happen to New Jersey. Everything's going to be mandated. It's going to get straight. I'm just assuming that's going to happen because this governor goes along the lines of what the Democrats are doing, and the Democrats are just spewing fear and hate and divide all across the country.
So let me get this straight. So you're saying what he was denying last week when they asked him, hey, are you going to put mandates in effect when you get reelected?
Yeah. Well,
he's saying no,
yeah,
right? Yeah. He's saying no. You're saying if he does get elected, he's going to put those mandates in place.
I believe that, absolutely, because they don't care. They don't go along. Nobody thinks individually. What I like about Jack Cittarelli, because he, even with his, he may not like people I like in politics. I don't care. He's independent, and he's more independent than anything else. That's what I like about him. I don't like people like de Blasio. I like the governor of New Jersey. And by the way, I'm very fond of the governor of New Jersey with great respect and affection. I'll tell you that. But you can't be true. It's just party line. That's what's killing this country. They're going party line. You're going party line in Washington. Look what's happening in Washington. It's the biggest fail ever in any administration at any time. Look what happened in Europe with this quote-unquote climate nightmare that is, we all want a clean earth. We all want clean oceans. We all want clean air. So what are you taking, your private jet? Why do you have an 81-car motorcade if you're trying to not pollute the planet? Someone explain these things to me. If we have to have vaccine mandates, you have to get vaccine. You have to get vaccinated. You are, oh my gosh, shame me. Shame me because I didn't get the vaccine. But you know what? If you're coming across the border, by the way, come on in. Come on down. Johnny, come on down. Bring them all in with vaccines. And they're bringing people in across the border, strategically placing them across different cities in America, lying to us. Lying to us. Mayorkas, the Homeland Security chief, lying to us. Oh, no, we're not putting people in. And the press lets it go. That's what drives me crazy. If this was Donald Trump, every second of every day they'd be on top of this. Look what he did. Look what he did again. And they don't. They let it go. And it's wrong. And that, and you and me were just. And by the way, that $450,000 for every family that was separated at the border, that can't. That just plain can't be true. Something's got to be misconstrued news-wise. Please, somebody call me and tell me that I'm wrong in hearing that. $450,000, people are shot and killed every night in inner cities across the country. The Democrats won't step on. Barack Obama hasn't stepped into an inner city yet. Yet he hasn't stepped in. No one cares. Where's Al Sharpton? And is that true? Kamala Harris is coming, talking to Al Sharpton?
Yes.
Al Sharpton is a race baiter. What happened to Tawana Brawley? Does anybody remember that? And, you know, and you meet Al. He's very gracious. And I watch him on TV. What, this guy's got a television show. And yet he never apologized for Tawana Brawley. I don't understand any of these things. Let me go to Joe. He's been holding for a while. Hey, Joe, sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind before we break, my friend?
Yeah, I read an article in the Star Liar, I mean Star Ledger, same thing. Bernie Sanders came campaigning for Governor Pothead, I call him. And he had the nerve, Governor Pothead, to say at the end of the thing in the article, remember, I legalize weed. He uses the word weed, you know, okay. But another thing, Joe, please.
Yeah.
When you say he's a nice guy, Jack the Ripper was a nice guy every now and then, too. All right, thank you.
That's good. That's good.
Good.
Although Murphy is, the governor is incorrect when he says he legalized marijuana. He did not. There was a referendum that was put on the ballot that the voters voted for. That's the big difference.
But Jack, guilty as charged. Let me go to Roberta. Roberta's been holding. Hi, Roberta. How you doing? What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, Joe.
Hello there, darling.
Yes. I had heard that the postal workers didn't have to get it. So I looked it up. It says that if they don't have, they can take a test every week. So why can't they do that here? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're
really
right. Roberta, you're absolutely right. I don't know. Judy, we got to go to Judy before we break. Judy, we got a break, but I wanted to get you on the air. How are you this morning, darling? What are you doing up so early?
You're so funny. What are you doing up even early? You're so cute. I don't know how you do it. You go all over the place. Joe, listen, Joe.
Yeah.
There is a fine line between being sympathetic to being a sucker, okay? We are law-abiding taxpayers, yet take a look what's going on here. And you took it out. I don't know. You must have seen my notes over here. Wheel of Fortune, come on down. You're right. You know, crime pays. Crime pays. Listen, this is the message under this crazy Biden, Bernie Sanders, Marxist administration. Crime pays. Take a look. Rewarding the criminals when they illegally trespass. And then look at the numbers. If you have a mother, father, and two children, you get $1,800,000. And if you have one child, poor youth, you'll get $1,350,000. Shoplifting, $950, no problem. Go right ahead. Come on down. bail reform. Now they plop down 1,000 males, 17-year-old teenagers, whatever, all males, drop them off, 1,000 of them here in New York. Take a look. The classrooms are going to be overcrowded, okay, with possible COVID spread and gang affiliation and violence. And I have to add something. You remember Viviana? She's such a wonderful lady, and I feel her frustration. So I've got to say this for the sake of Viviana and for you and anyone else.
Yeah.
There is a Dr. Rubin. He's part of the FDA that approved the vaccines for five-year-olds and up. And listen to what he said. We will only know after giving the vaccines to the kids. And those they don't know, it meaning that these kids will be an experimental guinea pig. It's not a joke. So this is what the doctor said at the FDA. So they don't even know till they give the vaccine. So it's really, you know, I'm not against vax. By the way, I'm not against vaccines, you know, but the thing is, it should not be mandated. Yep, it should be personally between you and your pediatrician, doctor, whatever.
You're right. Yep. Amen. Judy, great phone call, and thank you for always listening. 821 with Joe on the radio. Mark Morano, live from Scotland. No relation to Frankie Five Boroughs, but live from Scotland, Mark Morano. Jack Cittarelli next hour as well. Joe on the radio and Debbie on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hi, Joe. Traffic is moving slowly on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound the entire length out through the Verrazano. The eastbound Gowanus heavy through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE slowing down through Atlantic Ave. Westbound BQE on the brakes down past the LIE, getting down toward the Brooklyn Bridge, out through the construction zone as well. Watch for a lot of stop-and-go traffic on the westbound belt getting out toward Bay 8th Street. Inbound side of the GWB, looks like you're still waiting about 45 minutes into the upper level, better to the lower. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, still waiting about 40 as well. Holland Tunnel, that's about an hour in from the Turnpike, a little bit better from 1 and 9. Garden State Parkway North at 151. It's an accident still being cleared. 4 eastbound still closed by Queen Anne Road in Teaneck with an ongoing accident investigation. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
So, I had a great email from my folks at Relief Factor. They're so nice. You know, I keep in touch with the folks at Relief Factor. I keep in touch with Dr. Jerry, who came up with the whole concept of Relief Factor. And they are just magnificent. They really are. They're so caring about how they come up with the product, getting you out of pain. They're so caring about that. And they say, well, let's do some more commercials, thinking about doing some more commercials. How do you want to do it? So involved that I love telling you about it. And then this, it works. Relief Factor works. It works for me. And this is so exciting to tell you that. You got a great group of folks who care so much about you, getting you out of pain. I mean, and people have lived with pain their whole life. They start taking Relief Factor, they're out of pain. And then they have this, the 3-week quick start, less than $20 to see if we can get you out of pain. How fair is that, you know, as a company? You know, Relief Factor goes, well, look, give us a chance. Here's 3 weeks. It's only $19.95, and let's see if we can get you out of pain. You can't be more fair than that. But I tell you, it works so well for me. And that's, I'm not making a clinical claim here. I'm telling you what works for me. And it's been so miraculous for me. The way just walking, just going through airline and train terminals and running around and getting into the car, out of the car, running all around. I'm pain-free, and it's because I believe I'm taking Relief Factor. So please call 800-500-8384. Just check it out. That's all we ask. 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hello?
Hello. I'm calling about your car's extended warranty and...
Scam. Bye-bye.
Wait. I got a different one. I'm calling about proposals 1, 3, and 4 on the November ballot.
Oh, another scam.
But they're proposed by the politicians in the state legislature.
The ones not currently in jail?
Oh, my.
Look, I read about proposal 1. It gives special protection to illegal immigrants.
Well...
Newsday said, quote, constitutional protection to count immigrants in the country illegally as residents when drawing new election districts.
Right. 3 and 4?
Same-day voter registration and looser absentee voting? Already getting blasted as an invitation to fraud and a scam to rig the system.
So you're no on 1, 3, and 4?
Right. Proposals 1, 3, and 4 aren't for the people. They're for the corrupt politicians.
Don't take it anymore. Vote no on 1, 3, and 4. paid for by the New York State Conservative Party.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Michaels of Brooklyn. I love the guys at Michaels of Brooklyn and the gals at Michaels of Brooklyn, the Kakache family. I'm going to give you the number to call, 718-998-7851, 718-998-7851. You know, as they brought us out to the Bronx to do that Fox Nation show about the seven fishes, and we were out at the Bronx, and the first thing I did was call Fred to come with me, and Fred and I went out to the Bronx, and it was awesome. It was just awesome. And then when I introduced Fred from Michaels of Brooklyn, he's like famous now. Michaels of Brooklyn is like famous, I'm telling you. And he's so down to earth, Fred is, and so is Johnny and Michael themselves. But the family's so down, I don't know, they sometimes realize how popular the restaurant is, because like Fred always tells me, we just do it. It's instinct. It's authenticity. It's true Italian-American heart is what it is. And the cuisine is spectacular. We invite you to call 718-998-7851 and visit the good folks at Michaels of Brooklyn. The cuisine is spectacular. It's made from scratch. Everybody knows the sauce, but you can get the sauce all around the country, supermarkets everywhere, or go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. And I'm so proud to tell you about Fred and the family. Just a call here for reservations, because everyone is going out to Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. It's Michaels of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Larry Elder, coming up tonight at 8 and 10 at AM 970. The Answer.
You know, a shout out to Joey Sebelia, our producer. I love bringing you vital, prominent, and relevant people to the guests on the program. And Mark Morano is one of those folks. He's a former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, publisher of Climate Depot, author of Green Fraud, and just a plethora of information when it comes to the truth, when it comes to this whole climate situation. Hey, Mark, welcome back to the show. You're in Scotland as we speak, yes?
Yes, I'm right in Glasgow, Scotland, and I'm actually having an adventure as we speak. As I'm outside near the conference center, but we got a flat tire on my car, and I'm at a local farm, and a guy named Grim is helping me. Well, I'm here in a suit out in the mud trying to fix it. So you're getting reality radio right now, Joe.
I love it, Mark. So the farmer's helping you change the tire, brother, huh?
A farmer named Grim. I said, your name Grim? He goes, no, Grim. So I guess it's like other Grim. I don't know.
Listen, give Grim our very, very best, and tell him everybody in Jersey and New York and across America appreciate him taking care of you. Hey, Mark, so tell us what's going on with the climate. I mean, what happened in Italy and what's happening in Glasgow. What are they talking about? Are they walking away with anything definitive, or is this all a big show?
Right now, we're in the show phase, but the problem is the show phase leads to the reality phase soon. So right now, Joe Biden left the G20. His plane is being tracked in the air. He's headed here to the conference center in Glasgow. And what he's going to do is, here's what's so telling about this whole conference. What do you need to know? Saudi Arabia, Russia, and China are not attending. Now, what does that mean? They don't need to attend because Joe Biden is doing the bidding of all three. He's shutting down American domestic energy for the climate agenda, causing the energy crisis here, skyrocketing prices, shortages, gas prices like we've never seen and may still never see, continue to go higher. And what he's done is he's begging OPEC to increase their production. Russian oil imports in America are at an 11-year high, and we're more dependent than ever on China. Those three countries don't need to come here. They're smiling because Joe Biden is literally doing everything in the national interest of China, Saudi Arabia, and Russia. U.S., we are facing the greatest threat from the climate change agenda. This is our greatest national security threat, is this U.N. summit and the climate agenda.
It's so true, because let's go to China. They are among, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mark Marino, the biggest polluters in the world. No one mentions anything about it. And number one, and number two, Mark, and please back me up, all of those parts for all of those electric cars apparently are now going to be made where? Oh, in China. Is that correct, Mark Marino?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely correct. They're the world's biggest emitter of carbon dioxide, if you're worried about that, if anyone's worried about that. And here's the thing, about 90% of the world's solar panels. So everything Biden's doing, shutting down domestic, homegrown American energy in exchange for Chinese solar panels, electric car batteries that requires rare earth mining in China using child slave labor, using mining in China using Uyghur Muslim slaves. And this is, you know, you have the people go to Starbucks and they want to do everything the ethical. We're going to we want everything to be ethical supply. Well, how are we getting energy and our renewable energy from such flagrant human rights abuses? Plus OPEC. Hey, the countries that belong to OPEC in the Middle East don't have the greatest human rights records either. Russia doesn't have it. But guess what? They're the ones benefiting from this week, and they don't need to show. One other point here that's critical, Joe.
Yeah.
John Kerry requested a personal meeting with Chinese officials, rejected. Joe Biden requested a personal meeting, rejected. Guess who the Chinese met face-to-face with recently? The Taliban. That gives you an idea of what China's priorities are. They have no interest in playing the little game with Biden. They're just going to let Biden do his thing. They know Biden's helping China and Russia. Yeah. There's no reason for them to be here.
Yeah, this is such an important conversation. Plus this, it's so base, but it's so obvious. John Kerry in his private jet. John Kerry, always talking down to us with that pseudo-intellectual personality, please. And flying around the private jet, Joe Biden, does he really need an 81-car motorcade to travel through Italy? And all of the carbon imprint that they're leaving, if, again, like you said, that's so astute that you said that, if that is a problem, and they're all flying in private jets to the climate control, the summit. I mean, how dumb do they think we are? A rhetorical question, Mark Morano, but it is frustrating.
Well, they think we're very dumb, and to answer your question, because there, you know, Time Magazine, I had to say this, it was so good. Here's the Time Magazine quote from the issue out this week. Now, not that I read Time Magazine, so you don't have to, Joe, but here's what they said. They literally said, the fate of our civilization is being determined in a planned convention center meeting in Glasgow. Time Magazine actually believes the fate of humanity is being served there in Glasgow because some countries are going to make some meaningless pledges about reducing their carbon dioxide. This is the upside-down, bizarro world in which we live. And the Biden administration is all too happy to come and virtue signal. So what he's going to do this week is hammer America first. You've heard the expression, build back better. Yeah. I'm here to tell you today, and I can declare this from the Glasgow UN Climate Summit, this is build back bankrupt.
Yeah.
Nothing short of that.
Yeah, it's so true. And before we let you go, Mark, I appreciate Mark Morano joining us live from Glasgow on the side of the road getting his tire changed by Grimm the Farmer, Brothers Grimm, live from Scotland. We talked about it once. We should talk about it 1,000 times. The after effects of where do you get the electricity for all these electric vehicles that they're going to change over? And the batteries, where do you dump the batteries? How do you not destroy the earth by, first of all, mining for these vehicles and then just where do we put the batteries? I mean, we have such a big problem. The question is never answered when you ask it, Mark, because you know. And tell us what happens with that. It just destroys the earth with the batteries. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, the recycling of the electric car batteries and even the solar panel, the windmill. These are huge issues that they want to just gloss over, all this recycling issues they have. Keep in mind, 4%, less than 4% of American energy is currently solar and wind. 80%, about 80%, is fossil fuel, oil, gas, coal.
Yeah.
They want to reduce that 80% to almost nothing and then bring up the 4% and take it over. This is just magical thinking. It's nonsense, but they're not going to achieve anything for the climate or even reducing emissions, because we know every UN summit has led to one thing, higher CO2 emissions. They've never even impacted it, but where it's going to really impact, it's going to hammer America. Americans at the pump, seniors, fixed incomes, anyone low income, this is the working class destruction week for the United States of America. Anyone below upper middle class particularly is going to be hammered at this summit with higher energy costs to do nothing for the climate, to do nothing for emissions, but it's going to empower our foreign foes, our foreign enemies is the best way. Questions with questionable human rights records.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Countries. It's so vital that you said that, too, that the president says nothing about, he goes, oh, we're disappointed. They use the word disappointed that China and Russia isn't there. yet they're doing the bidding for China. Please understand what we're saying and how we are speaking the truth this morning. Live from Scotland, Mark Morano. Hey, did you get the tire fixed yet? How's Grim doing over there, Mark? Did you get it?
Since you asked, they have a new policy here in Scotland. There's no temporary spare tires. They have this new thing where every rental car is equipped with a, you know, one of the things that plug up the tire. Well, it looks like I have a slice in the side of my tire, so he's not confident it's going to work. I might be stranded here for another hour or two. We'll see what happens. But it's crazy. But I'll tell you one last point. Greta is the only smart one. Greta Thunberg. She's called this the blah, blah, blah summit. She knows this is all virtue signaling. She knows it's nonsense. She won't participate. She's outside protesting. Climate skeptics like myself can now join Greta and agree with her wholeheartedly from different ends of the spectrum.
Great conversation. Mark, be careful out there. Give Grim our best, and we'll talk soon, Mark Morano.
I will. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Mark Morano, by the way, he's a publisher of ClimateDepot.com, author of Green Fraud, Speaking the Truth on Piscopo in the Morning. 836 with the Joe on the radio. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Today is the day New York City employees who have not received the coronavirus vaccine will be placed on unpaid leave. Latest stats show 91% of all workers have gotten the shot, meaning thousands of employees will not be allowed to work today because of the vaccine mandate. Firefighter union heads spoke out earlier this morning arguing it's not fair. They were only given 9 days to make a huge decision when other unions got more time. They say it's unclear how services will be affected, but warn entire firehouses could close. The de Blasio administration insists services will not be impacted. Nearly 170,000 New York City residents have already cast their ballots this election cycle. Manhattan had the most residents turn out and vote early, with 47,928 ballots filled out. Brooklyn was a close second. This comes as Democrat Eric Adams, Republican Curtis Sliwa, spent Sunday traveling across the five boroughs, making their last case to be the city's next mayor. Polls will open on Tuesday for Election Day. In sports, the Jets' new quarterback leads Gangrene to a victory in his first NFL start. Mike White throwing for 3 touchdowns Sunday, beating the Bengals 34-31. Giants play the Chiefs tonight in Kansas City on Monday Night Football. The Nets over the Pistons 117-91. Devils lost to the Blue Jackets in a shootout in Newark 4-3. And it was the Rangers over the Kraken in Seattle by a final of 3-1. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hi, Al. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for All Saints Day. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Traffic is still moving slowly on 4 eastbound. It's closed at Queen Anne Road in Teaneck with an ongoing accident investigation. Inbound GWB 45 minutes into the upper level, a lot better to the lower level. The inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 40. Holland Tunnel, an hour in from the Turnpike, still 45 minutes in from that 1 and 9 approach. Garden State Parkway North at 151. It's an accident. Deegan southbound by the Moshaloo. A collision being cleared. Traffic is moving slowly. Cross Bronx east, getting right out toward Webster Avenue. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, heavy the entire length into the Verrazano. BQE busy in both directions, right through Atlantic Avenue, getting right out through the construction zone. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Sanofi. It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
Joe on the radio. Hi, how are you? Hey, it's 839 on AM 970, The Answer. Checking calls. Oh, I see call. I will get your calls momentarily. Please stand by. You know what? 877-970-2999. I want to tell you about Chris Tassin. And U.S. Paratrooper Building Specialties. We will be there in Hackensack, New Jersey. That's this Friday. We invite you to come over to 67 Berluse Court. And U.S. Paratrooper Building Supplies, they offer services including temporary surface and weather protection supplies, right? Concrete, masonry materials, high area lighting, traffic and safety equipment. So, you know, if you're a government agency or business, you need any of those items, Chris is standing by for you, but we want you to join us. We are all going to be there at Chris's place of business that got destroyed during Hurricane Ida. And people forget about that. You know, the news cycle changes. Am I right? All of a sudden, it's like, oh, hurricane, oh, floods. Everybody runs down, you know, to the area, you know, in Hackensack and all around the Passaic River Basin. Oh, isn't this terrible? Then that's it. They go on with business and they forget all about it. Not us. We are going to help Chris reopen his business. He's reopening. He's a fighter. U.S. Paratrooper Building Specialties is a certified disabled veteran-owned business. They have great, great supporters. DeWalt, Viscon, Bar Splice, Mag LED Industries, Jepson, and they're right there on 67 Berluse Court in Hackensack, New Jersey. We will be broadcasting there live to support Chris on Friday. Here's a number, by the way, if you need some of these items from U.S. Paratrooper Building Specialties, 609-802-8996, 609-802-8996, or you can email Chris at info@USPTBS.com.
The following is a paid political announcement paid for by Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
This is Curtis Sliwa. Comrade Bill de Blasio, the part-time mayor, the dope from Park Slope, has taken a wrecking ball and destroyed the city that we love over 8 years. He slashed the NYPD budget by $1 billion, and we suffered our deadliest year in nearly a decade. And the worst, de Blasio and his wife created this program Thrive that was supposed to care for the emotionally disturbed. They spent $1.25 billion in 5 years. Show me the money. Where's the money? I'll find out. If you like the broken promises of the past, then I suggest you vote for my opponent. If you want real change, I'd suggest voting for me on November 2nd. Who do you trust more to keep you safe? Me, who's been in the streets 42 years, or my opponent, who's been up in the suites? Go to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com and make a donation today to vote for me to become your next mayor on November 2nd. I'm Curtis Sliwa, and I approve of this message.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold, stress-free, and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, and you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune in to Louis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission, every Saturday morning at 9, or call 718-998-1100 to schedule a private consultation with Louis Calamine. Visit Calamine.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Well, they blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. See what them racket boys can do.
This is Springsteen with Joe Piscopo on the radio, 843. Bruce's best album right there, Nebraska. I mean, it is written like poetry and performed. And I believe he did it in the living room of the home he was living in at the time in about 1984. I remember when that album came out, people said, "What was that? What was that, Bruce? We wanted rock and roll." And that is just to this day. When you drive through the Pinelands and you put Nebraska on, it just, you get it all. All of a sudden you understand. Bruce, put politics aside, please, because I try to do that when I listen to Mr. Bennett, when I listen to Mr. Springsteen, to put politics aside and appreciate the great artistry of these individuals. Hey, Joe on the radio, Carl is calling in from John Bon Jovi's hometown. Hey, Carl, how you doing this morning? What's on your mind this morning?
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, I'm doing good. Hope you're doing well, too.
Thank you, sir.
You know, they're trying to equate this vaccine for the COVID with the polio vaccine and the smallpox vaccine, you know, about getting it. But the only thing is, the polio vaccine and the smallpox vaccine eradicated those diseases totally. But this vaccine, people are still getting sick, even though it's mild. That's why a lot of people don't want to get it, because it's not a 100% cure for this disease. you know? And that's why a lot of people don't want to get it, because it's not like the polio vaccine. Because when I was a kid, everybody got it, you know?
And the disease just went away. You're right. I called. Great phone call. We appreciate it. And so true. And then I see all these memes, you know, these things on Twitter. And they're very, very funny where they go, so let me get this straight. So I should get the vaccine because if you got the vaccine, yet you could still carry and are contagious and can carry the virus to somebody else. Yes, that's right. But so you're going to blame me because you got contagious after you got the vaccine. Yeah, none of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. All I know is that I deal with myself, my doctor. So and my doctor, I must say, is skeptical of all of this that comes out of the government. However, I had cancer in 81. You always worry you're going to get it again. You know what I'm saying? And then I always worry about me being a hypochondriac. I worry about, that just offsetting the disease. So even if it minimizes it. See, and the answer to that, Carl, we take the flu vaccine. It doesn't stop the flu, but it will minimize it. And that's why I took the vaccine. The thing is, I'm on the fence about the booster. And Al, you're going to take the booster, you said, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to take the booster. Yeah. Again, it's one of these things where it will continue to protect you from getting it. And if you do get it, the symptoms are lessened. Nobody ever said that the vaccine was going to eradicate the virus.
That's what I understood, I understood
the that. Only it, way it, we it, eradicate it, the virus is if we had herd immunity. We never reached herd immunity because there were so many people that were skeptical about getting it. The other problem was the mixed messages that have been sent out from the CDC since the very beginning. First, they said wear a mask, then they said don't wear a mask, then they said wear a mask again. That's the problem why people are not trusting these government agencies. But push comes to shove. I will get the booster shot. I want to be protected. If you decide that you don't want to get it, that's on you. If you know, in New Jersey, they're saying teachers can be tested rather than get the vaccine. If what you're saying was true, that Murphy is going to go back to putting a mandate in, you know, the teachers union is one of the biggest unions in the state, right? They're the ones that have backed Murphy all along and have spent a ton of money on his campaign.
Yep.
He turns around and says, everybody's got to get the shot, including teachers. He's going to, you know, that's going to be a big problem.
What do you think is going to come out of Trenton if Governor Murphy's reelected? I mean, honestly, what do you think is going
to happen? Well, it's more of the same. I just don't think he's going to suddenly go, okay, there's a mandate now. I think he would have a complete revolt in the state. I just don't think he's going to do that because things have, let's face it, Joe, things have gone fairly well right now when it comes to COVID rates. COVID rates have dropped. I don't like the job that Murphy has done. I'm voting for the other guy, for Cittarelli. But when it comes to the COVID stuff, here's the other thing that I think people need to look at.
First of all, the nursing home deaths.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That New Jersey is still under investigation by the federal government over the nursing home stuff. I don't understand why they wiped New York out of that. New York had a much severe problem.
Where's Tish James on that, by the way?
Right. No, she's too busy running for governor now. What Nicole Malliotakis said last hour is entirely true. Jermoni Williams is up for re-election tomorrow as public advocate, yet he's announcing he's running for governor. You know how you want to stop that? Don't vote for him as public advocate. In New York, if you're going to run for office, if you're going to run for another office, you should abdicate the office that you're running.
Yeah, you know what? I have to tell you, this is why I always do I go against the grain. I don't care what it is. Even when I was a Democrat, I voted for Ronald Reagan. I just voted for Ronald Reagan. I liked Ronald Reagan. I said, let me vote for this guy. Seems like a nice guy. And I voted for him. And I'm glad that I did because he really, in my opinion, brought back America when we needed it after Jimmy Carter. So it's not about party. It's about you got to sometimes go against the grain, go against your party. Don't go down party lines. Vote for the individual. And right now you just want to shake things up because we're in a mess. Taxes are ridiculous. How in New Jersey, and we'll talk to Jack Cittarelli about this after the 9 o'clock news, is how in New Jersey, why are our gas prices were at one time the lowest in the country? Because we refine all the gas.
Yeah, I think we're like second or third lowest in the country.
Pharmaceuticals. We are the medicine chest of the world. We should get a perk. And somebody said, what do you mean, just because you're in Jersey? And somebody from New York will say, oh, because you're in Jersey? And I'm going, yes, because we pay the taxes. We should be right. able to get the cheaper pharmaceuticals. I got to go to John Vito. John Vito, thanks for calling, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? Morning? Oh, man, we are in trouble. I don't know. I get down and down thinking about what's going on in Europe. It's just a, it's a farce. It's a comedy. They go over there, they're going to fix the world. I don't understand the pollution, all that. It's all nonsense. We got the concrete stuff that we got over here. If we don't close the border, the problems, they just get bigger and bigger. They're never going to end. They're going to multiply. We got so much problems over here with our own people. We don't need other people now. Look, my cousins, they jumped ship. They had to get married at 20 years old. Otherwise, they would have been shipped back. They didn't get a penny. I didn't get a penny when I came. I started with $1.50 an hour. Imagine taking home $10 an hour. That was in 67, in fact. I came 475 years after Columbus to the date. So I discovered America my own way. And I'm doing okay. I'm retired and everything. Grandkids and everything. I'm more than 1 house. Staten Island, the vacation home. But what are we doing now? This guy's killing everything. If you don't fix the border, you get your enemy coming in. This guy should be just picked up and locked up for the rest of his life. Because even about stupidity or treason, it doesn't belong where it is. We need somebody that can direct the country.
John Vito, great phone call, my brother. God bless you, man. God bless you. Comes from, he came from Abilene, comes to this country. Did he get, he didn't get a $500,000. He get $1 million. It's so insulting. I know we got a break, but I have to tell you, too, what Joe Biden is doing, and he calls himself a good Catholic. He, I'll tell you what, he's a, there's crimes against humanity when it comes to the border alone, what he did in Afghanistan alone. The crimes against humanity. Don't get me started on that. We'll leave it there. 877-970-2999. 851 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hi, Joe. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for All Saints Day. Metered parking rules in effect. Inbound GWB 40 minutes into the upper, better to the lower level. Lincoln Tunnel 30. Holland still an hour from the turnpike, 30 minutes in from 1 and 9. 4 eastbound is still closed at Queen Anne Road in Teaneck with a collision. Garden State Parkway north at 151. An accident still being cleared. Expect delays on the Deegan southbound at the Moshaloo with a crash. It's still busy in both directions on the BQE through Atlantic Ave right through the construction zone. Grand Central Parkway westbound on the brakes getting out toward Northern Boulevard. It's an accident still being cleared. A lot of stop-and-go traffic still on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound getting out toward the Verrazano and the LIE westbound by Patch Hall, Colebrook Road. An accident still being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhane with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hello?
Hello. I'm calling about your car's extended warranty and...
Scam. Bye-bye.
Wait. I got a different one. I'm calling about proposals 1, 3, and 4 on the November ballot.
Oh, another scam.
But they're proposed by the politicians in the state legislature.
The ones not currently in jail?
Oh, my.
Look, I read about proposal 1. It gives special protection to illegal immigrants.
Well...
Newsday said, quote... Constitutional protection to count immigrants in the country illegally as residents when drawing new election districts.
Right. 3 and 4?
Same-day voter registration and looser absentee voting? Already getting blasted as an invitation to fraud and a scam to rig the system.
So you're no on 1, 3, and 4?
Right. Proposals 1, 3, and 4 aren't for the people. They're for the corrupt politicians.
Don't take it anymore. Vote no on 1, 3, and 4. Paid for by the New York State Conservative Party.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Governor Phil Murphy in his own words on taxes.
If tax rate is your issue, we're probably not your state.
Tone deaf and out of touch. Phil Murphy just doesn't get it. I'm Jack Cittarelli. It's not just taxes where he's failed us. Phil Murphy ignored the warnings and sent COVID patients into nursing homes. 8,000 seniors and veterans died. He tried to ban cops from notifying parents when our kids are caught with drugs or alcohol. Who does that? New Jersey doesn't have to be this way. As governor, I'll shake things up in Trenton. I have a plan to lower property taxes with a new school funding formula, create good-paying jobs by making New Jersey more competitive, and make state government work for us, not the special interests. I'll stand with our police and put parents back in charge of their child's education. New Jersey, if you want change, you need to make a change. We can do better. When I'm governor, we will.
Vote Jack Cittarelli for governor Tuesday, November 2nd. Paid for by Cittarelli for Governor, Inc. P.O. Box 427, Somerville, New Jersey.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio talking about Connors and Sullivan. You need a will. You do. You need a trust. You need power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan, all those things that I just cannot stand to talk about. Well, that's when I went to Mike Connors on the advice of my son. You got to listen to your kids sometime. My consigliere son, Joey, my big boy. Dad, sit down with Mike, and I go over everything with Joey. I go, all right, here. I thought I had everything in order, and I didn't. And I sat down with Mike and Bridget and all the good folks. I went to Brooklyn. Now, you can get a free consultation right over the phone. You can schedule a free in-person initial consultation by calling 718-238-6500 with an attorney. By the way, at any other convenient locations, you can call, get the schedule a free in-person initial consultation, 718-238-6500 in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island, 718-238-6500. The fact is, like Mike always says, and he says it best, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is what I did for years. You don't plan at all, right? No, you got Mike. I'm telling you, it's so easy. And if they could do it with me with all the mamalukes and everything else I got in my life, come on. You got to call 718-238-6500 and take care of your legacy. Like I always say, you deserve that. 718-238-6500. Schedule a free in-person initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan. Or start here, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe Lundberg, how we doing weather-wise? Getting chilly now, Joey, huh?
Yeah, we're stepping deeper into fall. Summer's completely over with now. But at least it's going to be dry most of this week. Sunshine will dominate late morning and afternoon. Gusty winds, upper 50s. And then tonight we'll be down in the mid-40s. Clouds tomorrow. Slight chance of a shower. In fact, that may be our best chance of seeing rain all week long, and it's not a big chance. Temperatures tomorrow, low 50s, and then we're back to sunny skies on Wednesday with highs in the low 50s.
Yeah, it's not bad day-wise. I see it at night time, because on the Otis, my dog, Joey, loves to be outside. He wants to be outside, and it's cold, and he'll stay outside, but it starts getting freezing, and I got to insist that I bring him in. He's a Bernese Mountain Dog, so he loves the cold, you know? But now it's going to drop down to near freezing overnight, you're saying, correct?
Yes, yes. Okay. I think there's a potential for frost. Not tonight, but tomorrow night in the suburbs, and again on Wednesday night. So those are the two coldest nights that we're going to see this week. So, yeah, we've stepped away from summer. Unfortunately, it's history. We're not going to see that kind of weather again until, next April.
All right. We'll be counting the days, Joe. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Great job as always, Joey. Appreciate it. Hey, so the election is tomorrow, and we want you to vote, right? So Jack Cittarelli is running for governor. Did you know that? Yes, you knew that. Jack is going to join us live on the radio. And he's going to tell you and suggest why you should vote for Jack Cittarelli for governor of the great state of New Jersey. This has national ramifications. You know that in New Jersey, Virginia as well. Tom Homan is jumping on the air. Tom is the guy that knows the border better than anybody. And boy, oh boy, we got another caravan coming in. Darren Porcher, the good doctor, is joining us. And you always right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.